Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
So glad you're with us. If you missed hour one with Mike Lindell, you got to go back and get the podcast, friends. You can do it at SoundCloud. You can do it at iTunes. Just search Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio or Radio 9 Live. Any of those will pull it up. In this hour, so fortunate to have former ambassador to the UN and former governor to the great state of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, going to join us in just a second. I just want to reiterate one thing from Mike Lindell. You heard him talking about the fabulous Giza Dream Sheets. Tonight, the Christmas special is on. If you haven't tried them, you've got a 60-day full money-back guarantee to give them a test drive. If you don't like them for any reason, they'll take them back, give you a full refund. But he is so confident that you're going to like them, he's offering you a buy one, get one free, and he's never done that on the Giza Dream Sheets. This is the first time this has ever happened. So if you would like to, if you've gotten the pillow and you said, man, the pillow was awesome, let's see what the sheets are like. This would be the perfect night to try the Giza cotton that he gets. He buys out the whole supply of it. He bought out Giza 88 and he bought out Giza 94, which is what he's making the sheets from now. He believes that he will run out at some point in the Christmas cycle, but if you call tonight, you're gonna get the Giza sheets of your choice. And you can, if you're watching on Biz TV, you can see the different colors that they've got there. But you can also just get plain white and ivory, taupe, and some of those neutral colors as well. So there's no risk to it. Because if you don't like them, you don't have to keep them. And they'll refund your money 100%, just like they've done with the pillow. And by the way, the pillows, you can still buy one, get one free on the pillows. What better? Think about the people that are hard to buy for on your Christmas list. If you don't know what else to get them, and you got them a set of Giza Dream Sheets and a set of My Pillows, they would thank you profusely for the rest of their life. I kid you not. Anyway, we've got a big hour. At the end of the hour, I want to come back to a tough little trivia question to see if you can get it right. There was a candidate, maybe a Republican, maybe a Democrat, maybe an elected official, maybe someone who isn't an elected official, maybe someone who's been an elected official. But one of the people that are putting themselves forward for president did a series of things on Thursday that I will quiz you about and see if you can get it right, because I think that some people are going to be very confused about who it was. Anyway, we'll get to that. But I am so pleased to be able to relay what we're going to do now as we open up the Ladies Lounge every Saturday night here on Radio Night Live. This was a feature that started on Kevin McCullough Radio during the week, and we ended up transporting it over to the weekend. And joining us now is someone really, really special. Well, glad you're with us. If you were listening this week, if you've been paying attention to any amount of news footage, you know that there's been a continuation of the circus in Washington, D.C. All of the same players asking many of the same questions, coming to a handful of different answers, but not really that much. And, friends, I've already told you my opinion on this. I don't think that most of the country is tuned in to where we are at. But I am fortunate today to be joined by my next guest, who can lend some light at least on at least a type of the deep state that she had to face when she was part of the Trump administration. She was, of course, our ambassador to the United Nations. And as far as I could tell, maybe one of the baddest dudes to ever go up there and kick some international backside. But anyway, Ambassador Nikki Haley, we are honored to have you at Kevin McCullough Radio. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, Kevin. It's great to be with you.
I had to censor myself there because I really did feel, and not just me, like, and I think this is so key to who you are. May I call you Nikki? Is that too inappropriate? I don't want to.
Okay. Nikki is perfect.
So when you would come on the television in our household, and my bride, fairly politically informed, but I've got a 9, 7, and 4-year-old. The 9 and 7-year-olds are boys, but my 4-year-old is a daughter. And we would talk about, you know, what kind of things Ambassador Haley was doing and why she was fighting the good fight and all that. And you just have to know you carry a much bigger inspirational factor with you than I think a lot of public officials do. And I don't know if that's been your experience everywhere at all times, but I think it certainly is in at least our household at this time. So thank you again for taking time to talk to us and for doing what you did at the UN, because to be candid, it's one of those places where I've often said, look, we here in Manhattan, we'd be much better off just bulldozering that place and putting up a parking garage. At least we'd get the taxable revenue from it. Let me ask you, starting with your time there, what was your impression when you were first asked? And then when you left the job, how had that changed in some way?
Well, you know, I talk about that in the book, which is really the fact that the president, when he asked me, you know, we had a conversation about it, because one of the things I said was, look, I don't want to work for someone else after being governor. I would want to work directly with you. And I said, so I want to be, you know, I would want this to be a cabinet position. And he said, done. And I said, no, I'm a policy girl, and so I want to be in the room when decisions are made. So I would want to be on the National Security Council. And he said, done. And I said, well, I'm not going to be a wallflower or a talking head. I need to be able to say what I think. And he said, Nikki, that's exactly why I want you to do this. And he was true to his word from his first day to his last day. And so he really let me do my job, and I have always been very grateful for that, because when you go into the United Nations, it really did feel like I was putting on body armor every single day. You knew there was going to be a fight. You just didn't know which country you're going to be fighting. So, but it was a pleasure and honor to defend the country I love so much, and I loved every second of it.
Well, let me pick up on that in relationship to today's top headlines, because obviously impeachment is obsessing all the oxygen in the room right now. And one of the caricatures that they are playing out is that the president is some sort of control freak that sat in his, technology-equipped control room and was, like, firing, you know, the thoughts and impulses into Giuliani and everybody that works for him. And I just come away, every time I talk with someone like yourself, Ambassador, I come away with this feeling that, like, you know what? I kind of think the president empowered really talented people to go and do their jobs, and while he may have had certain degrees of wishes he'd like to see accomplished, he really trusted the people that he put in that in those positions. Is the caricature we're getting on our TV sets a little bit inaccurate, in your opinion?
I mean, you know, I can only talk about, you know, my dealings with him or when we were in the cabinet, but I can tell you he allowed everybody to do their job until they couldn't do it.
Right.
So the only people he micromanaged are the ones that he thought couldn't do their job, but he always trusted people from the very beginning to do what they thought was right. And, you know, many people always asked me how I got out without a tweet. And it was simple. It was simple that I just told him the truth. If he was doing something good, I supported, I rallied, I worked hard for him. If there was something that I disagreed with, I would call him or sit down and meet with him and say, look, I think this is a mistake. Instead, I think you should do this. And he would say, well, how do you see that playing out? And he's a great listener, and he will change his mind if you present the facts in front of him. It didn't mean that I won every time, but I always felt heard. I always saw him listen to everyone else. He would change his mind if he saw facts that represented changing his mind. And, you know, he was nothing but professional and respectful in every sense of the word in terms of working with me.
Wow, that is definitely a different picture. We're speaking with former governor and former ambassador Nikki Haley. And Ambassador, I want to talk to you next about your home state, because that, of course, is where your story kind of begins in the book. And we deal with Charleston and the flag and a whole bunch of stuff. But I want to know right now, as best as you can sense from your sources on the ground in South Carolina, how is this, I'll call it a circus in Washington, D.C., this one-sided kind of partisan
activity that they're calling an impeachment inquiry. How is that playing with the Joe and Susie lunch bucket taxpayers that go to work every day in South Carolina and try as best they can to make a better world for their kids?
You know, the good people in South Carolina, they worry about the economy, they worry about jobs, they want to know that the people in D.C. are fighting for them, and so they want to know why the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement has not passed yet. You know, they want to know why our country is so divided on illegal immigration and there's no debate in Congress happening on how we're going to vet these individuals or how we're going to secure the borders. They worry about the debt and the deficit that we have and what is a great economy and want to know why it's not being talked about. They could care less about what's being said on the TV because the people of South Carolina are smart in that they look at the facts.
All right. Her book is called With All Due Respect and is brand new. Help get a copy tonight and make it number one. But she is as graceful as she is kind and as she is trustworthy and honest. And that's why she made a great U.N. ambassador. Ambassador Nikki Haley with us for a little bit longer here on Radio Night Live. And Calvin McCullough, we're glad to have you with us. By the way, you want to revisit any of these conversations, we podcast them all. You can get them at SoundCloud.com or at iTunes and just search for Kevin McCullough Radio. Coming right back from New York. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, so last week, you see that shot on your screen there if you're watching on Biz TV or on the streams at Periscope.com or Twitter or YouTube. That is not, what did I say it was last week? Cartier. That's Saks Fifth Avenue. So they do the light show on the Saks building, not on Cartier. I was corrected by someone who was embarrassed that I had said the wrong thing, my bride. So anyway, just wanted to make sure we got it cleared up tonight. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Radio Night Live. We are speaking with the one and only former governor of South Carolina, former ambassador to the UN, former member of the Trump administration, with her new book, With All Due Respect, Nikki Haley. Who I'm just gonna fanboy here a little bit. Governor, you're one of my favorite people in public life. Thank you for being you. But we were talking about how the impeachment stuff is playing with your actual voters in your home state of South Carolina.
I think we should be asking foreign governments to investigate Americans. No, I don't think that. But having said that, there was no secret that the president wanted Ukraine to look and do the investigation. But never was there a threat. Never was there a, you have to do this or else. The money flowed. And so there's literally nothing impeachable there.
Right.
You know, an impeachment is the harshest crime you can give an elected official. When you look at what happened, there literally was nothing there for them to even warrant this discussion on.
Well, and it's not just the harshest thing you can do to an American official. I think it's one of the most punitive things you can do to the American voter. And so I want to make sure that the grounds on which we do it, if we ever decide to, that it is highly warranted under those circumstances. Now, you've been on your book tour.
Well, I also think, Kevin, I mean, I also think that, look, we're less than a year from the election.
Right.
It's offensive not just to let the American people decide this for themselves, but I think that that's what the Democrats don't want, because they know what will happen if they decide this for themselves. And I think if you watch the hearings, there's a lot of assumption, there's a lot of perception, but we have to keep going back to the facts.
No, and I am so grateful that you said that, because that is exactly what, and there are some good people in Congress that are trying to get that story told. Lee Zeldin, one of our congressional representatives from this area, is actually one of those leading forces. But we'll see. You know, I've got a microphone. I'm not afraid to use it for the right causes, and I believe that truth is always where you find your greatest victory. We're speaking with former governor and former United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. Her book is called With All Due Respect, Defending America with Grit and Grace. And, Governor, I want to talk to you about your time in the UN. You said it was like putting on body armor. You had to go in there and really fight to keep America a significant voice that used its influence properly and made good decisions. And I think over the time that you were there, we saw more of that in a shorter period of time than we had. What is it about that place that is so daunting to the American servant who ends up taking that post?
Well, I think you can't be intimidated by it. You know, I mean, I think it was very important for me to let the world know what the United States was for and what we were against. And it didn't matter if they liked us. I wanted them to know where we were. And I think that it's really important that when you go in there, you go in with a strong voice, and you do that with your actions, you do it with your words, you stand up where you see something wrong, whether it's human rights violations or any sort of defiance of a UN resolution, but you also stand up for your sovereignty, like we did when we moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And so I wanted everyone to understand that the United States was back, we were strong, we had a voice, and we were looking for partners. But if you wanted to go against the United States, we were going to be taking names, and if you wanted to be our friend and partner, we were going to have your back.
Yeah. You cover so much ground in this book, and I feel like I could talk to you for 2 hours and still not cover everything, but let's just hit some of the highlights. When Charleston went down, this is your territory, this is your turf, and South Carolina is a tricky place historically because it has a bit of a history. Race has always been something that has, particularly in Charleston, been something that has a lot of sensitivity attached to it. What do you think was the secret? Because I don't think anybody will ever forget that the members of the AME came out in court and told the shooter that they forgave him. And I think that people recognize that there was some other quality of something at work there than anything they had ever seen before. What do you attribute it to?
I mean, these were some of the most godly people I have ever had the pleasure of meeting. And, you know, I tell people that it was an event that brought South Carolina to her knees. You know, you had 12 people who did what so many South Carolinians do on a Wednesday night, and they went to Bible study.
Right.
But on that night, someone else showed up, and he didn't look like them. He didn't act like them. He didn't sound like them. And they didn't throw him out. They didn't call the cops. Instead, they pulled up a chair and prayed with him for an hour. And when they bowed their heads in that last prayer, he began to shoot. And these were people like Ethel Lance, who had lost her daughter to breast cancer 2 years prior. But she would go around Mother Emanuel and clean that church, singing, "One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I ask of you. Give me the strength to do every day what I have to do." Our youngest victim, Tywanza Sanders, he had just finished college and had the world in front of him. But on that day, he stood in front of his 87-year-old great-aunt Susie and looked at the killer and said, "You don't have to do this. We mean no harm to you." Or it was people just like Cynthia Hurd, whose life motto was simply, "To be kinder than necessary." That's who these people were. They loved their church. They loved their families. They loved their community. And when the killer showed up with his manifesto the next day, there was more hate spewed than we had seen ever. And there he was holding the Confederate flag. And the day after that, the families saw the killer for the first time. The judge let them speak, and unprompted and unplanned, one by one, they forgave him. And so, you know, we went through a tough time in South Carolina. The national media zoomed in, and I remember trying to protect the families because they wanted to create the narrative. They wanted it to be about race. They wanted it to be about gun control. They wanted it to be about the death penalty. And, you know, what we did was we strong-armed them back, and we said, "You're not going to do this to our state. We're going to, you know, let these families heal. We were going to go through the funerals, and there would be a time and place for that discussion, but it wasn't going to be then." And, you know, I had breakfast with Jesse Jackson every other day to keep him at bay. I had to have words with Al Sharpton to keep him from causing trouble in the state. But, you know, I tried to wrap my arms around the state. But at the end of the day, I will tell you, the good people of South Carolina really stepped up and showed the world what grace and strength looks like after a tragedy.
Well, and I think that, Ambassador, to be candid, I think that grace and strength are qualities that people think of when they think of the name Nikki Haley. And so I think they were led well in that moment. And I think that that also assisted them, maybe encouraged them in their plight as well. Yeah.
All right, when we continue more with Ambassador Nikki Haley, we're grateful that she's able to spend a little time with us on this Saturday night, just a few Saturdays before Christmas and the end of the year. Thank you so much After we're done with our conversation with Nikki, I'm going to give you a very encouraging update about where we're at with our Christmas project with CSI as well. That's straight ahead as well. Kevin McCullough saying thank you for hanging out with us on a Saturday. My email address, kmcradio@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, @kmcradio. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/kmc01. It's pretty simple. Coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials that are investigating a shooting by a Saudi national at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, are trying to find out what sparked it. He killed three people and wounded eight others. The gunman, Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, was an aviation student from Saudi Arabia. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says it's too early to call this a terrorist attack.
First of all, it's a very tragic incident. Three lives lost, eight injured. And, of course, we extend our condolences to all the families affected by it and touched by it and our military community down there. But, no, I can't say it's terrorism at this time. I think we need to let the investigators, the FBI, do its work and tell us, get us the facts, and we'll move out from there.
The assault ended when the deputies killed the attacker. President Trump says Saudi Arabia's King Salman called him to express his outrage. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys,
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Final few minutes with Nikki Haley and the governor and the ambassador here in the ladies' lounge. Such a treat to have her with us tonight. And I just want to ask this question, Governor, as we go back to your memories and your recollections. There was another significant controversial issue in the state, and it pertained to the Confederate flag. And you made a decision that you did, but what was the rationale for why you took the actions and the steps that you did?
First of all, the Confederate flag is not considered hateful by so many South Carolinians. I mean, for many of them, it's about sacrifice and heritage and service. But when McKellar came out and, was basically all over the place with this Confederate flag, he hijacked it. And so the conversation was, how do we make sure that the Confederate flag gets the respect that people want it to have, but that it's not flying in front of the State House as a representative, living, breathing symbol? And
right.
So that's when I basically said, I think the flag needs to come down. We need to put it in the State Museum where people can still, talk about it, or they can use it in their private homes, but, that it needed to not be in front of the State House anymore. And, it was a tough time. I mean, I think that the Senate quickly was able to pass it through because Senator Pinckney was one of the people that had died, and it was their, brother in the Senate. And but when we got to the House, there were some serious debates of them not wanting to do that. And I think that a lot of it was the fact that, they didn't want to let go of an old tradition that had been there. And I had to met with the Speaker of the House, and he said, what about if we put a different flag up there? And I said, no, we don't need to put a different flag. And then after going back and debating some more, he came back and he said, okay, I've got it. He said, they will take the flag down, but they want to leave the pole up. And I said, why do they want me? He said, you should do this. It'll be a win. That way you get the flag down. They'll leave the pole up. But I had been a legislator there. I knew exactly what that meant. They were just going to wait till this was over, and they were going to put that flag back up. And that's when I went and I had a conversation with them. And I told them about a time when I was growing up, and that, my father used to love to stop by farmer stands, produce stands, to buy, the produce from the farmers. And we were the only Indian family in a small southern town. We weren't white enough to be white. We weren't black enough to be black. My father wore a turban. He still does to this day. My mother wore a sari. And we went to this fruit stand, and as we were getting our produce, I saw the owners at the stand start to look nervous. The next thing I know, I saw them get on the phone, and then we saw police drove up really fast. And they were looking at us, but my dad went and paid, and he thanked them, and we didn't say a word the whole way home. And I told the caucus at the time that was having a hard time with the flag, I said, every time I pass that stand, I still remember what that pain was. And I don't want anybody driving by the State House and feeling that kind of pain. Mm. We needed a 2/3 vote, which made it very, very hard. But after speaking with them and talking to them, the flag came down and the pole came down.
Wow. Tremendous stuff. With All Due Respect is the name of the book. Defending America with Grit and Grace. Nikki Haley is my guest. Okay, Governor, or Ambassador, there may be one moment of your whole career that I may be most fascinated by, you, although you've had a lot of hits. But it was early in the debate cycle of 2016, and the president, who's now president, was not the candidate you were supporting. In fact, I believe you had endorsed someone else in the state primary in your state, and he called you out from the stage, and there was a moment where the cameras kind of zoomed in on you, and then fast forward from there, you become his United States ambassador to the UN. Talk to me about the kind of, as you described, the country turning to Trump. How did Nikki Haley turn to Trump?
Well, I had actually known the president prior. He supported me in my first run for governor in the primary, and I remember getting an envelope with gold trim and, a support check in it, and there was a note that said, you're a winner. And so we had been in touch and stayed acquainted through the years, and when that Republican primary came, we had a lot of talent on that stage. There were 16 people on that stage, and I went and supported someone else. At that point, the president tweeted, Nikki Haley is an embarrassment to South Carolina.
So you did get your tweet, just not while you were in the administration.
Right. And then I responded in a tweet with bless your heart. So, you know, we had an understanding of each other. And once he won the primary, I was supportive of him in the general.
Sure.
And then that's when I got the call to be UN ambassador. And so, you know, I think that it was a pleasure and honor to serve him. And we still stay in touch today. And, you know, I'll be out there on the campaign trail for him this year.
Yeah, I'm assuming that you would be. With all due respect is the name of the book. Defending America with Grit and Grace. It's Nikki Haley. Governor, thank you for being here. Kevin McCulloch.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pillow.com. right. It's been so much fun to have you along with us tonight. Such a big show. Mike Lindell with us for the first full hour. Busy man like him giving us that much time. And then the former governor of South Carolina and former ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, spending the bulk of the second hour with us in the ladies' lounge. Welcome to Saturday. We've got a lot to get to yet. I was just reading the New York Post just put out a story about one of the people who died in Pensacola, one of the trainees that's down there. It actually said that this victim, Joshua Caleb Watson, 23, was shot multiple times by the attacker. He was still able to alert first responders to the shooter's location before he died, and he saved countless lives, they say, because the shooter went in there with... He was loaded for bear. They've arrested six people in that case, meaning that it wasn't just him. This was a terror attack on our naval base, one of our most important naval bases. My brother-in-law just went through there a few years ago. Anyway, glad you're with us on this Saturday night. We've been talking about doing some good for the Christmas season, and I am very pleased to report to you that as of tonight, we have a new total in terms of how many slave lives we need to yet liberate to hit that magic number of 200 for the year. We've never liberated that many people. But I just got word from Christian Solidarity International earlier today in an email that gave us the new numbers, and I wanted you to see them. 888, the number's escaping me now. It's 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. But the new grand total is 194 slaves that have been liberated thus far. 194. That means that to get to 200, we are only six people away taking the 25 by 10 challenge or the 1 by 250 challenge, either one of those. A one-time gift of 250 liberates a slave. But if you need to break it down and do $25 a month for 10 months, you still liberate a slave. Like the life is liberated whether you do it in 1 month or 2 months or 10 months. And it is so rewarding because we have now officially passed what we did all of last year. Last year we liberated 187 for the total of the year. The goal each year has been about 160. But, friends, we are just six lives away from liberating 200, which would give us a not only a brand-new record, but that just means that, you know, 13 more people are not going to die in slavery this year than last year because of your generosity, and I'm touched by that. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about and you'd like to know more about how to liberate a human trafficked slave, then go to csi-usa.org. If you click on the Sudan story at the top of the page, or you can go to the bottom of the page and click on my picture. Either one of those will take you to a page that will explain the program to you. But you basically are helping the slave be liberated from the slave master, and then also helping to send that slave off into a new life with all of the tools that they need to start that life with, including micro-enterprise resources, a year's worth of sorghum seed, so that they can grow grain, some they can sell, some they can keep and eat. They're going to have a she-goat, which will give them not only the dairy products that will help them stay alive, but they can also breed and sell the she-goat babies to others and develop a little bit of an income for themselves that way. But this is just an amazing program. And through this program, Christian Solidarity International has liberated over 100,000 slaves since the end of the Sudanese Civil War. Because the nations, the globe's governments, got together and said, okay, well, we should figure out a peaceful settlement for these two countries, the northern Sudan, where they practice radical Islam, and South Sudan, which is fundamentally Christian. They keep crossing this line, and there's abuse. We need to set up a new country. And so South Sudan came into effect, came into existence, basically, because they were attempting to solve this problem. But they didn't, at the same time, free the slaves that the North was holding, that had been taken in raids and war activities on the South. So that's where CSI started working 18, 20 years ago. And now they've freed over 100,000. And the 200 that we have liberated this year and will have liberated by the end of the year will just be the latest batch of that. But I can't tell you how meaningful it is that for the year, you and I just telling our friends and, you know, maybe putting a post up on Facebook about it or just, you know, calling the number, that we have liberated, we've changed 200 people's lives. 200 people will know freedom that never knew it before. And I find that to be rather remarkable. So I'm grateful. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And if you have not yet given and would like to, please do that. Please take the time. When you do, it only takes a couple of minutes. That's the beautiful thing about it. It's not a difficult process. They can take your credit card real quickly. If you do the monthly installment, they can just ping the credit card the number of times you tell them to, the number of months. And it's how my wife and I have helped liberate several slaves over the last few years, is we just give them permission to hit it at a certain time, and then they do that to the amount that we've given. But we're only six of you away, six people away from taking the $25 a month for 10 months challenge. And I'm trying to think, you know, $25 is significant, but I think for most people, especially if I was talking to New Yorkers, they would say they spend more than that a day on parking in the city. They may spend as much as that in riding their train to and from the city. For me to get into Lower Manhattan for my studios and back, it cost me a $9 one-way ticket on the main train, and then I got to take the subway, which is another $2.75. So I'm just at a shade. I'm about let's see, $11.75 two times. I'm just 50 cents away from $25 a month in just my travel expenses for work. So my point being that if you really want to liberate a slave, you can do that. $25 a month for 10 months can make that happen. But maybe you have the potential to liberate more than that. We have six that are in need, six that have already been identified and are ready for their freedom. 800-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Coming right back, Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KM.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, my crew is dogging me. They said that the picture that's on the screen right now isn't in black and white. But it looks like it's in black and white. And for the last number of weeks, our camera has not been able to focus properly on the colors coming off of Lower Manhattan. I know you're pointing in the... Nick thinks...
It's red and blue and white.
You've got an old picture in there of stuff from the Lower Manhattan. They used to be very vibrant, so something went wrong with the lens. We got to get that fixed. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. So I have a fun little thing to end on tonight. There was a presidential candidate this week who did the following, and I put this on Twitter. I'll go ahead and show that on the screen. For those of you watching by way of radio, jump over to the stream if you want to see the actual visuals that I'm using here. But those of you on Biz TV, you can see. So I put this on Twitter because I said yesterday a 2020 presidential candidate snarked at a voter who pointed out some uncomfortable facts. And as they did, this presidential candidate called that challenger fat and sedentary. He also implied that the guy only sits around watching cable news. And then in a really bizarre twist, he challenged the person to a push-up contest. Now, if you were just the average person, you've been listening to the media for the last 3 years, and I said, who do you think that was that's running for president in 2020? I think the overwhelming majority of you would probably name at least one certain name. But I want to know, do you think it was one of the following? Donald J. Trump or Joe Biden? Give you a chance to think it through. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. What did they do again? Put it back up there. They got snarky with a voter. All the voter did was point out some very uncomfortable facts. And once they did, this candidate turns around. Now, this is a person that's shown up for your event. This is a potential voter. This is someone that might help you, you know, achieve your goal. And this candidate called the person fat, then made a joke about how he, the candidate's, never sedentary, which is implying that the guy was. I mean, this is how it was interpreted. And then he told him that he only sits around watching cable news, and that's why he had this conspiracy theory about something, and then before it was done, he was like, okay, let's go. I'll do more push-ups than you right now. If you surrender, I've never seen something quite that bizarre, especially from a politician who's trying to get votes. But the correct answer was Joe Biden. A lot of people think Trump's mean and terse and nasty and, you know, harsh with people. Joe Biden, every bit as much in that response to the voter who just asked him a question. Anyway, so I don't want to hear any more about Trump's attitudes from here on out. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time on Radio Night Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.